If there's a place in Afghanistan that represents the entire war in miniature, it's a district called Marja. It was once Taliban territory. Then, 2 years ago, thousands of U.S. Marines, along with British and Afghan forces, descended on the checkerboard of villages, canals, and fields. They pushed out the Taliban, but at a heavy cost. Now, as NPR's Tom Bowman reports from Marja, the question is whether those gains will endure after the Marines finally leave.
February 2010. These are the sounds of the Marines slogging through Marja, a bitter fight that caused them at least 66 dead. Countless more were wounded. This is the same area 2 years later, a bustling marketplace.
Market is full of vegetables, cucumbers, look like some sort of a squash, nuts, raisins, and it's like CDs.
An Afghan policeman, a slight man in a gray uniform cradling an assault rifle, is guarding one crossroads in the market. His name is Abdullah John.
We have a good
security here, no Taliban, no enemy. The people working right now, you can't see by yourself. There's a lot of stores open here. The people are working good right now.
That policeman, Abdullah John, was just 19 years old when he was transferred here 2 years ago from the relative safety of the provincial capital.
I was really upset. Taliban was here, like they used to put the IDs around. I was scared the time they transferred me from Lashkargah to here.
Now he has moved his father and brothers here. Now that Marja is safer, and he never has to change into civilian clothes to hide his job as a policeman.
Like a year ago, it was hard for a police officer to go to their house, to their home. But right now, I can't go with my uniform. I can't walk around with my uniform.
Just a few feet away, dozens of children cluster around an American Marine. He's Second Lieutenant Jonathan Ross, and he says back in 2010, Marines died on this very spot.
I know that they took, in the first few weeks they were here, four casualties. At least one killed in action, three wounded.
He points to an abandoned mud brick building. A sheet of plastic serves as its roof and flaps in the wind.
This place was the main opium bazaar for the Taliban. This building compound you see right over here was actually the Taliban district headquarters. This is where they did all their government business.
Lieutenant Ross, who's based out of Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, can report something extraordinary to those who remember Marja from 2 years ago. None of his Marines has been shot at in the past 6 months, so Marja is relatively secure now. The key question is this: what happens when the Americans leave? In the coming weeks, Lieutenant Ross will head home with hundreds of other Marines, and something of a skeleton crew will remain to work with Afghan forces. Can the Afghan army and police take over and keep the peace?
I think so. I think they want us to leave. They're ready for it.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Michael Stiskel, the top Marine officer in the area. He stopped by the small American combat outpost, not far from the marketplace. Now about 3,000 Afghan government forces are helping with Marja's security, so Colonel Stiskel isn't too worried about the Taliban returning. He worries more about the lack of international help in Marja from the UN and aid groups that could let the area slide back into chaos.
From the beginning, we put a lot of effort into it. To fail would be very bad.
Many Afghan officers, both Army and police, say the Americans can't leave just yet. The Americans have the surveillance equipment, the tanks, artillery, and aircraft. The Afghans say they need all that to fight the Taliban. Marine Colonel Stiskel brushes off these requests.
I think they'll do the job with what they have. They'll fight the way they need to fight. I don't think the Marja people and the elders and the government and the security forces here work so hard for something just to get, let to kind of rot on the vine.
The hundreds of Afghan police in Marja outnumber the Taliban, and the colonel says their weapons are better. Back in Marja's marketplace, a group of men sit in a large raised mat, sipping tea and selling vegetables. Can the Americans leave? The men in the marketplace think so.
Yeah, they can leave.
So does Abdullah John, the policeman in the bazaar. He's still at his post, just across the street, and he's confident enough to tell the Marines that he and his fellow Afghan police can handle whatever comes.
Yeah, they're free to go to their home because they have a home, somebody waiting for them. The youth support is good. Now we can do something for our country.
That may be the greatest measure of success for Marja, the willingness of men like Abdullah John to stay on the job. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.